news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The Labor Department Friday morning released the July jobs report, and it was a good one. The U.S. added 943,000 jobs in July. The unemployment rate falling to 5.4% from 5.9% last month. Employment growth exceeded the 850,000 job gain projected by economists. This data comes as Congress works on an infrastructure package that supporters say will add even more jobs. Speaking of which, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer on Thursday night moved to call a vote to end debate for Saturday. He'll need 60 votes to move forward after a day of behind-the-scenes haggling failed to produce any kind of breakthrough. Schumer had hoped to hold the vote Thursday night, but finally adjourned at around midnight until Saturday morning. About 15 senators are heading to Wyoming Friday to attend the funeral of Senator Mike Enzi. Remember the toxic battles over raising the debt ceiling? Well, they're coming back. The debt ceiling simply clears the way for the nation to pay the bills for the spending that Congress has already authorized. So it's archaic and redundant, but it gives the Republicans another way to obstruct the Democrats' agenda. Keep in mind that in the 4 years of the previous administration, Democrats didn't fight raising the debt ceiling even once. But now that a Democrat is in the White House, here we go again. It was Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, the same guy who ignored Trump's red ink when he was Majority Leader, said that the Democrats should lift the debt ceiling on their own if they intend to pass a $3.5 trillion reconciliation bill, vowing they would receive no Republican help to do so. Strap in. This looks to get even uglier. Speaking of ugly, in COVID news, we're getting updated info as the scientists learn more about the Delta variant of the virus. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky on Thursday said the vaccines continue to work well for Delta with regards to severe illness and death. They prevent it. But, she said, what they can't do anymore is prevent transmission. Experts have warned that while breakthrough infections of vaccinated people are expected, it's the unvaccinated who are most at risk. And again, Florida remains the COVID capital of the United States right now. Broward County's Memorial Healthcare System's six hospitals admitted 1,600 patients in one day this week. Patients were lined up in beds in cafeterias and in a conference room. They say 97% of the COVID cases at Memorial are unvaccinated people. President Biden had a busy Thursday. He unveiled another piece of his plan to fight the climate crisis, announcing a new target that half of vehicles sold in the U.S. by 2030 will be battery electric, fuel cell electric, or plug-in hybrid. Representatives from Ford, GM, and Stellantis, that's the new parent company of Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and others, joined Biden at the White House for the announcement. Conspicuously absent, Tesla. It's an American company who makes nothing but electric vehicles. When asked if Tesla being a non-union company was the reason it wasn't included Thursday, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki replied, quote, well, these are the three largest employers of the United Auto Workers, so I'll let you draw your own conclusions. The UAW has been trying to organize Tesla workers, so far to no avail. Well, Biden's efforts at mitigating the dangers posed by climate change comes as destructive wildfires are blazing more frequently and more intensely. The Dixie wildfire just wiped out much of the gold rush town of Greenville in Northern California. And for those of us on the East Coast, the coming months could be devastating if NOAA's new prediction of a more active Atlantic hurricane season comes true. President Biden on Thursday also signed a bill to award congressional gold medals to the police forces that responded to the insurrection at the Capitol on January 6th. The award is Congress's highest expression of national appreciation for distinguished achievements and contributions by individuals or institutions. 21 House Republicans voted against awarding the medals. President Biden thanked the officers, quote, for protecting our Capitol and maybe more importantly, for protecting our Constitution and saving the lives of duly elected members of the Senate, in the House, and our staffs. The awards come as we continue to learn the full picture of the former guy's lies and further details about his incredible efforts to overturn the election results. And finally, Friday marks the 56th anniversary of President Lyndon Johnson signing the Voting Rights Act of 1965. It was a landmark piece of federal legislation that prohibits racial discrimination in voting. President Johnson, who famously hailed from Texas, would be rolling over in his grave if that were possible, as current Texas Governor Greg Abbott tries to pass new, even more restrictive anti-voting laws. You'll recall that the Texas Democrats left the chamber during the regular session, denying the Republicans of a quorum, so they were unable to vote on this bill. The session ended, so Governor Abbott called a special session in order to pass the voter suppression bills. This time, the Senate Democrats left the state for the whole month. They went to D.C., where they continued to lobby the senators to pass the For the People Act and the John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act. Well, the special session in Texas ended with still no quorum, so Abbott called another special legislative session to begin this weekend. Note that he did not call a special session when the state dealt with multiple crises, from hurricanes and record flooding to that big freeze that left most of the state without power. But he's continuing nonstop special sessions to pass laws that'll make it harder for a portion of the Texas population to vote. The Democrats have not committed to when or whether they'll return home. Stay tuned. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is fully listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.